Angie has made it easier than ever to connect with skilled professionals to get all your jobs projects done well.
I absolutely love this because, you know, if you own a home, it can be really hard to maintain. It's hard to find people that can help you for a big project or a small. Well, whether it's in everyday maintenance and repairs or making dream projects a reality, it can be hard just to know where to start. But now all you need to do is Angie that. And find a skilled local pro who will deliver the quality and expertise you need. Angie has over 20 years of home service experience, and they've combined it with new tools to simplify the whole process. Bring them your project online or with the Angie app, answer a few questions, and Angie can handle the rest from start to finish. Or help you compare quotes from multiple pros and connect instantly, which means you can take care of just about any home project in just a few taps, because when it comes to getting the most out of your home, you can do this when you Angie that. Download the free Angie mobile app today or visit Angie.com. That's ANGI.com.
The Angie's List you know and trust is now Angie, and we're so much more than just a list. We still connect you with top local pros and show you ratings and reviews, but now we also let you compare upfront prices on hundreds of projects and book a service instantly. We can even handle the rest of your project from start to finish. So remember, Angie's List is now Angie, and we're here to get your job done right. Get started at Angie.com. That's A-N-G-I, or download the app today.
Oh, what's it gonna be? What's it gonna be? Okay, 3, 2, 1. White people.
미 합중국 대통령은 이에 예를 표시하면서 조미 사이에
Yet again, the Americans sent off another blast, clearly threatening our republic. We have no choice but to meet this with swift and stern expression of anger. Whoa, no, we're just doing a gender reveal. We're having a baby boy, we're excited that we're gonna name him Adam. He said Adam Bomb. Adam Bomb? You're doing an Adam? No! This is a threat to the world, and you just started a nuclear war.
No, all we wanna do is just find out the gender and get a little bit of attention, so don't mind the wildfires and the catastrophic explosions.
Well, it's the attention you got of our regime. You guys are screwed.
Every week there's a new gender reveal update every week. You guys love to send it to me. You know, people are literally out here dying from gender reveals. RIP. What a way to go. We got people blowing up bombs. Now we got some guy, you know, people are getting incarcerated. They're starting fires. They're blowing up stuff. North Korea was trending on Twitter last week. I got to get off Twitter, man. I get on Twitter and it's just like, here's an update on the worst things in the world. I've always made fun of the likes, like, what are these old people doing watching the news every day? You just get off of work and like, ooh, let's unwind with a little bit of tragedy. 11 little boys thrown off of the Hoover Dam. We are still locating the bodies. Let's talk to the families.
Ah, this is so much.
And you're just like, this is good TV. And am I old? I'm so scared I'm getting old. I still know the thing. Sheesh! That's bussin'. Sheesh! Hey, if you come to my show, give me a sheesh. If I hit a fire punchline, I want to hear 4 or 5 of my Trace Ideas out there just go, sheesh! That's a new thing. I've been telling Katie when they go, we have our postponed wedding happening. I'm telling all my boys, like, when they go, you may kiss the bride. All the old people are like, yeah. And you're just going to hear 37 30-year-olds who are balding and white go, yeesh! And I'm very grateful COVID postponed my wedding. So the sheesh meme could be here. And I'm going to celebrate my big day. But I'm staying very young. I fear that I'm getting old, but let's not kid ourselves. I'm an influencer of the kids. Okay, let's scratch that title. Actually, that sounded weird. I'm an influencer of the younger generations. Okay, I'm a beacon of youth. So, but I'm turning to that person. I get on Twitter. Why am I getting on Twitter? It just says stuff. So now it's like North Korea's trending, and they're like, I don't know, just keep threatening to like blow up Earth. But I think they were training. They're like, we saw the explosive set off by the Americans, and let me just say that was a grave mistake. And you know, Biden's like, hey, that was a gender reveal. We did not. And then he falls upstairs. It's fine, you know. We got old presidents over here. Back to back oldies, a lot of old guys. But I think that's a concern for the Homeland Security is like, we got to get rid of all the blue and pink powder because this is going to be a problem. Nuclear warfare started by the Hendricksons in Arkansas because they blew up a mound of pink dirt, and the North Korea was like, that's it. That we've had enough of this. It's a girl. It's an atom bomb. It's a boy, son of Adam. Atom bomb. That's how it ends. That's how I think. So we need to tone those down. Because I think that's how it ends. North Korea is not playing games. They're really not. He's got, I don't know, North Korea. What do you guys think about when you see a girl with Kim Jong-un hair? The straight across bangs. It's just not for me. Hey, shout out, you're free to do it. It's a free country, unlike that one. But Kim Jong, he kind of started the fringe, the straight across look. He rocks it. I don't know if it's a weird world we live in when a Korean dictator has the same haircut as Madison. But that's a thing. I don't know. I have a haircut. That's another thing. Since I'm a beacon of youth, I need to get my TikTok boy hair going. Check out the merch though. If you're watching this, check out the Trey Kennedy Studios YouTube channel on Facebook. Vibes Are Up merch is coming this Friday. Cause the vibes are so up. I'm rocking the tie-dye right now. We're dropping hoodies, t-shirts. Don't miss it. It's dropping Friday at 10 a.m. Pacific. Cause the vibes are very up. Very up. So I'm very excited to drop that. I hope you guys enjoy it. It's a slick little design. You wear it around town, people be like, we're just positivity, baby. That's what I like to say. But it's good to be back. I can't wait. I'm going to let y'all know. You're my people. So I'm going to let you know. We had a great shoot the other day. All-time shoot. We had 10 actors in this shoot. Because you guys know, typically it's just me, Jake, maybe my boy Derek, and we're firing out videos, but every now and then we get inspired. You guys see my girls in the fall videos. We travel across the country. We go all out. This video, I don't know if you've seen I teased it on my story. We had a legit wedding dress. I had actors. We had a venue, a whole shoot day. I'm telling you, love to hear your guesses what you think's happening, but it is going to be big time. Hoping to put that on the next few weeks. Oh, sheesh. Vibes are up. But vibes are very up in the studio, man. Appreciate y'all listening to Correct Opinions. Come out to the show. We're going to Greenville, South Carolina next week. So get tickets, treykennedy.com/tour. Shoot me a DM if you come to the show. Because, it's fun to get on the road, man. I got back from good old Connecticut. I don't know why I'm in Connecticut so much. I had a show in New Haven again. People call it Gun Wave in New Haven. Didn't know that. I thought it was Yale. Apparently it's a scary place. Yale, maybe that goes hand in hand. Yale's also a scary place. It's a very smart, rich people. Oh, the bad people. But I got some pizza while I was up there, which is good. And I did a show in a parking lot with a bunch of kids in folding chairs and masks outside. And that's always a journey. But it was good. The kids were good. We had a good time. We really did. No one sheeshed me, which is a bummer, but no one shushed me. The very difference between a sheesh and a shush. I'm always going for sheeshos, no shushos. Had a good time, but it's good to be back. And like I said, yeah, we got my wedding coming up, the postponed one. Vibes are very up. Vibes are very up. So let's get into today's episode for real. For real, we haven't done baby names in a while. Crazy White Baby Names. Cue jingle. Okay. Thank you for that jingle. But well, this is Correct Opinions, episode 86. Cue intro music.
Correct Opinions. Correct Opinions.
Okay, I couldn't have gotten more DMs from a certain famous baby name. These are always good when they come up. A young lady who I'm a fan of. A lot of you might know her. A lot of people are a fan of. Sadie Robertson. Robertson. I don't know if there's a T in there. I hate when names do that. When it's like, Roberson versus Robertson. Robertson. Just, it doesn't matter. Put the T, I put the, it's the same thing. She had a lovely child. Congrats to her. A little girl, I think. And they named her Honey. I don't like it. But I'm sure they're happy. And she gave us a little Bible verse that says something like, words are like honey. And that was the reasoning. And that's the best. I wish more white people would say, this is our child. Fescue. I'm like, oh, do you like lay sod for a living? Like, no. I just heard that word once and I like it. Thank you. I appreciate that more than you trying to trick me into liking a name I don't. When, you know, this is our daughter, Sodium. Sodium, like the element? So, because this, look at this one Bible verse out of the tens of thousands. It says, we are salt of the earth. So I like that. So we went with Sodium. Oh, are you, feels like you're trying to trick me into now liking that name that is Sodium. Dumb. Okay. That name is Sodium Ridiculous. And you're not going to trick me. Because, you know what? It's like, everyone likes salt. All right, I like salt. Not as a name. That makes me salty. Negative connotation. I saw, just like any, wait, I should look these up. I was just looking up like any Bible verse in the world that says something. As the apple tree among the trees of the wood, so is my beloved among the sons. That's a Bible verse. So this is our boy Johnny Appleseed Jones. His middle name is Appleseed. He has a double name. We're from Alabama. Please call him Johnny Appleseed Jones. Because we found this is in Lamentations. I don't like it. Just any Bible verse simile in the world, it'll get you something. Bible verse simile. Yeah, I know what similes mean. Let's look this up here. 62 similes in the Bible. Let's go with this. Here we go. Deuteronomy says, the rock, his work is perfect, for all his ways are just. So that's why I'm Dwayne the Rock Johnson, coming to theaters this summer. The Rock versus COVID-19. Be the hardest worker in the room. Where's Kevin Hart? He's small enough to get down on a molecular level and stop the virus. We'll have some zany times because I'm really big and he's really tiny. The Rock. Iron Paradise. He looks Samoan. Oh! Coming to fall. The movie broke box office records, making $1 billion off of really bored people who are dumb. What else we got? A lot of rock ones. We can see a lot of Rockies or something. Shepherd. People have been named Shepherd. That's another one. He will give you another helper, and he may be with you forever. So we're going to name our little boy Helper. That's happened somewhere. You know it has. Who names your kids Helper? You need a helper. A professionally trained one. because you're not fit. What are you? These poor kids. I can't wait to see. I just, if anyone's like has a family name to this day, like if you name your kid, you know, John, 18 years, people will be like, John, June, how do you, they'll have to go by another name. Like, we didn't even heard of this. John? Fine. Yeah, if it's easier, just call me Sparrow. Sorry. It's a family name. So that was a great one. I think we got some other crazy white baby names sent in. You guys email me, correctopinions@trachea.com. We check it. We love it. We get a good old giggle out of them. You guys send really good ones. We have a little girl here named. This was sent in by Courtney. Thank you, Courtney. Baby announcement. I tested positive, but not for COVID. Flannoy Martin is due in October. I tested positive, but not for COVID. Sorry to all those people who did and got really sick or lost their lives. But I'm going to make a little joke. And Flannoy is coming. Flannoy. Sounds like a weird deviation from the progressive lady. Crazy white baby names. Hey, Trey. My name is Adrian. What's up, Adrian? Thanks for emailing. Big fan of the podcast. Thank you. She sent me, I came across some crazy white baby names and attached a screenshot. You have permission to say my name on the podcast. Well, thank you for that. Because I already said it. Thank you for all the laughs. We're coming to see you in Cleveland. Hey, vibes are up. Thank you, Adrian. She sent me the screenshot. It looks like a little, some church somewhere screenshot giving you a break, little bio on the pastors. Noah and Stephanie have a heart to see a church that lives out the kingdom of God. They're committed to being a part of a church that holds the Noah's originally from Milwaukee, Stephanie from Canton. They met at school in Oklahoma, got married, and have been serving together ever since. They have three kids. Drum roll, please. They have three kids. Noah, a Christian. Stephanie. Their three kids. Paisley, Bear, and Sunday. And they want to see the work God work through the church and da-da-da. Paisley, Bear, and Sunday. Let's break that down. Sunday. Very Christian. I guess that's the whole purpose. What day we meet on church again? Sunday? That's kind of, yeah. It's Bear. Bear is, what are the last names? Oh, last names are Nickel. Whoa! Bear Nickel. Bear Nickel? That sounds like a slur almost. Bear Nickel. Barnacle. His name's, oh my gosh, his name's Barnacle. Oh, dude, kids are so funny and creative, man. They're so funny. You know what I'm saying? They're so funny. I was talking to some gal friends of mine recently, and this girl's name was like Tracy. She's like, yeah, all the girls in middle school called me Tortilla Tracy. And I was just like, really mean. It's pretty funny though. Barnacle. Bear Nickel. Hi, I'm Bear Nickel. Barnacle. Hi, I'm Bear Nickel. Barnacle. That's the worst one yet. Gosh. I'm Bear Nickel. I can't get over that. Sunday Nickel? Sunday Nickel. Sunday Nickel. Parsley? Paisley. Paisley Nickel. Paisley Nickel. Paisley Nipple. Free the Nipple. So thank you guys for sending that in. Really appreciate that. That's another version of Crazy White Baby Names.
You can host the best backyard barbecue when you find a professional on Angie to make your backyard the best around. Connect with skilled professionals to get all your home projects done well. Inside to outside, repairs to renovations. Get started on the Angie app or visit Angie.com today. You can do this when you Angie that.
Angie has made it easier than ever to connect with skilled professionals to get all your jobs projects done well.
I absolutely love this because, you know, if you own a home, it can be really hard to maintain. It's hard to find people that can help you for a big project or a small. Well, whether it's in everyday maintenance and repairs or making dream projects a reality, it can be hard just to know where to start. But now all you need to do is Angie that. And find a skilled local pro who will deliver the quality and expertise you need. Angie has over 20 years of home service experience, and they've combined it with new tools to simplify the whole process. Bring them your project online or with the Angie app, answer a few questions, and Angie can handle the rest from start to finish. Or help you compare quotes from multiple pros and connect instantly, which means you can take care of just about any home project in just a few taps, because when it comes to getting the most out of your home, you can do this when you Angie that. Download the free Angie mobile app today or visit Angie.com. That's ANGI.com.
Bill and Melinda Gates call it quits. Bill Gates been married, I think, what is this, 27 years. And they announced he's getting a divorce. Oh, real convenient. William Gates, right when you're about to take over the world because you're about to control everyone, a lot of vaccines, you're like, finally time to ditch this dead weight. My takeover has begun. That's a bad look for the conspiracy theorist, Bill. He saw his window and he went through it. Or I don't know what that's, but more realistically, I don't know. I guess I just called it quits. They're a very charitable couple. You know, big fan of Bill Gates products. Microsoft Paint was really fun when I was bored in high school. You know, they like feed a lot of people. Very rich man. They called it quits. A lot of years. Bezos got divorced. I don't know. Something about having $600 billion probably makes your life a little complicated. So not going to judge too much, but sad to see him go. You know what? We never want to see that. Divorce rate is very high. Okay. It's probably a close match for high divorce rate or high fail rate between billionaires and Bachelor Nation. Probably go hand in hand. If there's ever a billionaire from Bachelor, just don't even go on the show. That's not, as much I'd love to see Elon, on a group date. Can you imagine? Elon on The Bachelor. What's up, man? I'm Bradley. I'm a real estate agent, which basically just means I work for myself and I've hardly closed a deal. I have a lot of free time and I'm on the show. I have an 8-pack and I spend more time trying to talk to girls at bars than trying to pick up clients. Hello, I am Elon. I am the founder and CEO of multiple Fortune 500 companies, and I have a little free time between my launches to the moon. I mean Mars. I am currently really excited to meet Claire, and I think that we could really find a connection. And she would, as long as she is down to, you know, I think she's from Iowa. I plan to settle down on another planet. So I'm hoping she's willing to uproot her life a little bit and kind of move home with me. I also would gift her I would spare no expense with her. I'd give her all the gold and on all the asteroids in the asteroid belt. As long as she's willing to be a mother to my child. 12. He like gets in, they do like one-on-one dates. Today we are going bungee jumping, and he's like, based on my calculations, we should go at a velocity of 28 miles. But he's like, Elon, I like Elon, like he feels he's smart, but he seems like chill. The hot tub, the molecular warmth of the water is inspiring me. If we could heat up the metal that surrounds our atmosphere, we could better insulate the ozone and thus mine more Bitcoin. Like, okay, can we just talk about like an ex you have in your life? I don't really, I'm not on this level, Elon. Elon, I think he's married. I don't know. I guess he's married. Yeah, he is married. So props to him. I hope it works out for him. Yeah, that's how they get divorced. She just wasn't willing to. We honeymooned in Saturn and she didn't like it. Okay, several people sent me this. Cracker Barrel. If you haven't been there, you gotta. It's a great place. Feels like they'll need to change their name at some point, but it's just a good old country store. You go there, you get some sweet tea and, you know, a big cut of ham. And on your way out, maybe get some Tic Tacs and a whoopee cushion. I mean, it just feels like grandma's house. Someone sent me this. Some waitress did a little dinner and a show here. Did a little singing at Cracker Barrel. I haven't listened to this yet. I wanted to wait to do a live reaction here on the pod. So let's take a listen. What? Goodness. Go off, Diane. Yo, I was not expecting that. She looks like a waitress at Cracker Barrel. Not, you know, not to stereotype, but her name is probably, you know, Linda May. And she looks like she grew up in Iowa. And she sounds like Madonna. She sounds like what's her name? She won American Idol. What's her Fantasia or something. And it's, what's great is like if she did that, if she popped into a Wingstop and did that, there'd be black folks running up and down the block. They'd run outside, they'd run back inside. They'd just start filling up their cup with soda, just ah! And then she just deserves more. She's at a Cracker Barrel and there's like a guy in overalls going, all right, I do need that gravy though. She's going off. Happy birthday! I'll never forget. I was at a Chili's once as a kid. One of the first times, like 7 or 8. One of the first times it opened my eyes that maybe the outside of this white bubble, there was better things. I saw this all black family at Chili's, and they're like, it's their birthday, and you know me, I was 7. I'd only heard. Okay, someone start us off. Happy birthday to you. Cha, cha, cha. Uncle Daryl always does that. Happy birthday. I was at Chili's and said, happy birthday to you. Woo! Happy birthday to you. Come on. Happy birthday. Woo! Some big woman stood up and she was like, happy birthday to you. And I was scared, but I was excited. Like, dad, can I do that for my birthday next year? He's like, no, so we're going to Red Robin, son. That doesn't happen. Okay, but it would do the hand we're dealt. Okay, Aunt Becky is just gonna sing off pitch. It's not gonna be, you're gonna eat bland chicken and you're gonna have a powdered mixed cake, and we're gonna call it a night, and we're gonna give you another N64 game. But daddy, but that sounds so much more fun over there, and the food is so much better, and that what lady looks is really big, so her, you know, the food's from scratch and with lots of butter. It's just that woman. She needs to change jobs right now. Cracker Barrel. She goes viral. That's fine. If that woman goes and she takes a job waiting or tables at, or you know, kickback, her tips are going to quadruple. She's going to put on a shape. I mean, she just... Whew. He's a worker at Wingstop. Seeing every person comes into Wingstop, game over. Because you can't... Oh, man, I love Wingstop. Shout out Wingstop.
The Angie's List you know and trust is now Angie, and we're so much more than just a list. We still connect you with top local pros and show you ratings and reviews, but now we also let you compare upfront prices on hundreds of projects and book a service instantly. We can even handle the rest of your project from start to finish. So remember, Angie's List is now Angie, and we're here to get your job done right. Get started at Angie.com. That's A-N-G-I, or download the app today.
All right, it's been a minute. Let's do another dramatic reading. How about that? You guys DM me. Also, always DM the Correct Opinions Instagram. Follow it. We got clips. We got good times. Someone sent me a particularly fantastic little post. I gotta get some. Obviously, some inspiring music going, because that's the vibe. And we're gonna dive in. Because this one is particularly beautiful, it's particularly dramatic, and it's particularly do-lessy. So please enjoy, without further ado, another dramatic reading. I keep looking at these babies and thinking about an Irish blessing that was displayed in my childhood home. May the road to rise up to meet you. May the mind be always at your back. May the sun shine warm upon your face. The rains fall soft upon your fields. And until we meet again, may God hold you in the palm of his hand. End Irish blessing. I need a point. Okay. Yes, it is hard for me to let these babies go. So many of you have asked not only how... Mama is. Not only how the babies are, but how I am. So let's chat about that. One thing to understand is that from the moment of conception, I never view the baby as mine. If it's rain and I don't feel like walking Mama, I remember that I am the steward of another family's member. I am keenly aware that I am the keeper of hopes and dreams, and that they are bound up in the health of our mama. It's a huge responsibility. Once they are born, my mind immediately begins processing the details of each family. For the next 8 weeks, they are ever in my thoughts. Babies, 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 babies. I am the keeper of dreams. I am the keeper of dreams. What am I in a Final Fantasy video game? I am the keeper of hopes and dreams. Mama is... I must walk Mama. Paraphrasing. I ask the babies countless times whose family they are meant to become a part of. Every time I hold one, I'm filtering that baby's developing temperament through the dynamics of each family. Because our Nickelberry families are so heavy on my mind for so many weeks, my excitement for them vastly exceeds any sadness I feel in saying goodbye. I am all in with them. Already I'm imagining what it would be like to place Gracie into her mama's arms at the airport. Imagining Coco snuggling with her little humans. Imagining Bondi running to his parents on the beach. They were never mine to begin with. They were just in my care until they are ready to arrive at their final destination. Yes, I will miss them, but my heart bursts knowing the way in which these puppies are going to change the lives of 9 families. Holy crap, it's about dogs. No sadness can compete against the overwhelming joy of adoption day. To you 9 families, thank you. What an honor to be the one that brought your babies into this world. You didn't, unless you're a dog. To be the first voice they heard to enter the sacred space of the whelping box. What does that mean? To you puppies, May the rose ride up to meet you. What's the whelping box? That feels like a weird... Is that dog pee in the house again? Put him in the whelping box. It's a mini fridge we hollowed out and we beat the sides of it with a broom. What is the whelping box? Could you imagine adopting a dog? It's like, hey, I saw this on Craigslist. I already got a border collies puppies. Can we, you know, like $250. Can we grab one? She's like, oh, so you're here. The day has come. You're here to pick up Bondi. I've nurtured her from the very day. Let me assure you, she was never mine. She was always yours. From the day she was birthed out of me. And I walked Mama. And I fed... I birthed them and I fed them with my body. That's why we call them Bondi. Because we bondied with my body. Let me just get her out of the whelping box and she's all yours. You're like, I'm good, actually. I'm going to go to the pound and get one of these crazy dogs instead. That is scared of squirrels. Man. Rescue dogs. Shout out to that. Well, shout out to people who get rescue dogs. It is really like, you gotta have a special heart to do that. You ever been to someone's house and you're like, oh, hey, this is little Rufus. And the dog's like, and it like runs in a corner and they're like, he's a rescue. And you're like, got it. I'll keep my distance. Holy cow. I don't know. That's what's scary, dude. It's like, what have these dogs been through? Ooh, maybe a whelping box. And she's like, before you take off with the little Bondi, may I just say an Irish blessing over her? Like, no, you psychopath. Go. You need to get in a cage. What is it? Just let it. It's a dog. Let us out of here. No. I must. If you'd allow me. One more limerick to my special one. Wait, what's a limerick again? It's a limerick example. Let's make a limerick. What's the structure of a limerick? Five lines. It rhymes A-A-B-B-A. Thank you for taking little Bondi. That's Australian. Thank you for taking Bondi. For 8 weeks, I fed her with my body. Thank you for allowing me to say. One more blessing. I'm going to miss having her nestled up in my bosom. Finessing. My chest. Goodbye, Bondi. Woo! I'd be like, I'm going to find a new place to get a dog. Thank you. And that's been another dramatic reading. Thank you. I'm going to miss you, my babies. But you were never mine. You were always belong to this affluent family who goes to the beach. They're going to spend too much money on this little baby. I need some more hobbies. Goodbye, Bondi. Thank you. Thank you for listening. Also, happy Cinco de Mayo. I don't know. Are we celebrating that? I've never really done. I guess I have before, but I don't know where that's at. Cinco de Mayo. I mean, anyone else worn out from their May the 4th be with you celebration? Tell you what. Yeah, right. Like I can get a sombrero on. My arms are too sore from swinging the lightsabers. Star Wars. A lot of hot takes on this. Or another unpopular opinion segment. Batman and Star Wars. As a kid, loved it. Watch it again. Not as much. I mean, we really kind of glossed over like the whole like, oh, brother and sister made out. Like, when they revealed that, should we have been like, was that the whole thing? Because they're like, oh, we release a movie 4, 5, 6, then 1, 2, 3. And the whole point of that was to kind of, you know, trick you a little bit. Slat was some sick trick to get me to watch a little incestual behavior? That was weird. You're like, oh, yes, they finally kiss her. Yes, they're in love. Oh, I love them as a couple. And then you watch, you're like, so we're going to see what like happened beforehand. And it's like, I'm your father, which means brother, their sibling. I feel like too many of us were like, oh, no way, he's their father. Whoa. Oh, that's the sister. Okay, let's just not think about that part. If you didn't know, yeah, that's what's revealed in Star Wars. Brother, sister, kissing. Blech. That was, I can't do stuff. I did it for me. You know, we're already, you got lightsabers and who knows what. You got, dude, I'm the father. I wonder if like Star Wars was the original kind of Jerry Springer, Maury vibes. You are the father. No, no. Crap. Dang it. Luke, he is your father. No! Wow! Here's your sister. You look too much alike. I think that's a big red flag. If you are, look at it right now, or if you know people, it is a thing, half the weddings this happens. You go to the wedding, I think I've been about this before. Like, oh, is he marrying his sister? Because they look a lot alike. We might have a Star Wars situation on our hands. I am your father. Oh, who gets to keep the golden doodle? It's weird. I'm just saying, dude, I've back in my dating days, I feel like there's one or two times I had someone be like, I need to set you up with this girl. I'm like, oh, her? I'm related to her. Look at her. We look the same. No. I swear it's out of me. It's like, hey, we know this girl. I think it'd be great together. We'd like to set you up. Oh, tell her I'll see her at the family reunion. No. We look the same. We look exactly the same. Same eye color, same hair color, white. Same, no, I don't know. It's not wrong, but you're playing a dangerous game. That is all I'm saying. You're playing a Star Wars game. You're gonna already run into enough storms as a couple. We don't need to add a stormtrooper. You feel me? We don't. You know, we're already dealing with enough exes. We don't need to hop on an X-wing and go kissing your bro. I'm just saying. I'm just saying, interracial marriages are less and less frowned upon. Love that. I think they're ahead of the curve. Like, I know I'm not related to you. This is good. All I'm saying, Star Wars, May the 4th, we got Cinco de Mayo. Anyone's plans this? I personally love margaritas. I love the Mexican people. I've been to Mexico several times. Love the resorts. And happy Cinco de Mayo, everyone. We're making holidays of everything. May the 4th be with you. If you celebrated that, that's okay. Here's the guarantee, though. You can't celebrate both, right? If you celebrate May the 4th be with you, you're not going to be invited to the Cinco de Mayo parties. And if you get together for Cinco de Mayo, I used to like Star Wars. I'm not going to front. Did I go to midnight premiere of Star Wars once? Yes. Were there Mexican people there? Were there Japanese people there? Were there Caucasian people there?
Yes!
Midnight premiere is very white people activity. Yeah, mark that down. Like, I'm gonna wait up and watch a movie at midnight instead of waiting another 14 hours. I can't do that, man. I would go there and I went to the Harry Potter premiere. All my friends were going. I don't want to be left out. I watched all the Harry Potters in a week, so I knew what was going on. I can't tell you a thing about the movies. I think I half watched it. I just can't. You know. Harry Potter was tough. He's got a Kim Jong-un haircut a little bit. And he's down there doing his magic too. And he's got all sorts of explosives at the palm of his hands. When you think about it, what are you really watching? That's propaganda. Episode 86, a little wild. Derek's not here today. He's on vacay. It's fine. So things got weird. I need Derek's guidance. He needs to return. We'll show his face on the Patreon maybe one day. Join Patreon. We're giving away money all the time. Patreon.com/TreyKennedy. And Vibes Are Up merch. Get it this Friday. We love you guys. My Trey Cedillas, my smell good recties. Another great pod in the books. Thank you for watching. Please give it a review. Share it with a friend. Tell us what you think. I appreciate y'all. Have a great week. Do less. God bless. Peace.
Correct opinions. Correct opinions. Correct opinions. Everything you say is the correct opinion.
You can host the best backyard barbecue when you find a professional on Angie to make your backyard the best around. Connect with skilled professionals to get all your home projects done well. Inside to outside, repairs to renovations. Get started on the Angie app or visit Angie.com today. You can do this when you Angie that.
Angie has made it easier than ever to connect with skilled professionals to get all your jobs projects done well.
I absolutely love this because, you know, if you own a home, it can be really hard to maintain. It's hard to find people that can help you for a big project or a small. Well, whether it's in everyday maintenance and repairs or making dream projects a reality, it can be hard just to know where to start. But now all you need to do is Angie that and find a skilled local pro who will deliver the quality and expertise you need. Angie has over 20 years of home service experience, and they've combined it with new tools to simplify the whole process. Bring them your project online or with the Angie app, answer a few questions, and Angie can handle the rest from start to finish. Or help you compare quotes from multiple pros and connect instantly, which means you can take care of just about any home project in just a few taps, because when it comes to getting the most out of your home, you can do this when you Angie that. Download the free Angie mobile app today or visit Angie.com. That's ANGI.com.